welcome to The Slaughtered Lamb, a movies-by-minute watch of the John Landis written and directed 1981 horror classic, An American Werewolf in London. I'm your host, Troy, and I want to thank you for joining me on this journey. It is Wednesday, which means, excuse me here for a second. The 95th minute starts with Sean Wives and ends with Stunt Gaffer Elf Joint. A little bit of ridiculous for a Wednesday for you there. So as we are out of the movie and we are into the credits, just a couple of notable credits that come up in this particular minute. First being the character of Chris Bailey, who again is played by Gypsy Dave Cooper, has a sister in the unseen role of Georgia Bailey, who's played by Susan Spencer. Only an image of Georgia is seen in the movie poster for the movie See You Next Wednesday. And in the audio list behind the scenes sequence where she is in the hotel room with the rest of the cast. We are now listing Bobby's at the cinema, which I had skipped earlier because they are listed in the credits, but I skipped them when the different Bobbies and whatnot showed up in the movie. And so we have the Bobbies in the cinema, which are Ken Sicklin and John Saltus, as well as assorted police John Altman, Keith Hodiak, John Owens, and Roger Rowans. The list of stunt people, numbering 30, actually completely fill the screen, and then as they float upwards, they completely turn the screen to darkness. One of the first credits to pop up after that is our costume designer. Costumes designed by Deborah Nudulin, who actually turns out is actually John Landis's wife. And like stated before, there is a stunt gaffer, and his name is Alf Joint. So what is a stunt gaffer? Well, simply put, it's just a gaffer that operates during stunt sequences. Not clear enough? A gaffer or a chief lighting technician is the head electrician responsible for the execution and sometimes design of a lighting plan for production. The name gaffer in Hollywood actually comes from the British slang for a tool called a gaff, which is a hooked metal pole used in the theater to adjust stage lights. Over on the commentary track, this is being the final sequence of the film that actually has any commentary in it. Griffin Dunn continues on the conversation about the death of David's character and how nowadays this is the sort of thing that would happen where the audience would not believe it was happening. Griffin stating that maybe he's not really, you know, dead. David Naughton then points out that they actually did talk about the dead and the living and the undead. And as in the credits, the cast for See You Next Wednesday shows up, David Naughton points that out as well, and Griffin Dunn laughs at that particular information being pointed out to the audience. And after a brief pause, David Naughton then says, "Well, there you are, we're done." Griffin Dunn says, "Ah, yes." And then, so where are we going for dinner? He then questions if he is coming over to David's place for dinner. Laughingly, David responds, "Maybe," while, like I said, laughing. And also, Griffin joins in on the a little bit of snickering and ends with the line, "I'll only stay a month." As there is no longer any script right now, I'm just going to be doing a little quick segment that's going to be the next couple of episodes of Cutting Room Floor. And that basically is going to cover like facts and trivia and some information that I'd missed or passed by during the course of putting this podcast together. So one of the first things is John Landis claims that this is his personal favorite film of his. During the previews of the film, the marquee said from the director of National Lampoon's Animal House, and because of this, many people in the audience were actually thought they were seeing a comedy. And it was also reported that people ran out of the theater when they discovered it was a horror film because they were frightened. After filming was completed, the whole crew danced in a circle around David Naughton, who was still in the werewolf makeup and lodged in the floor for that sequence, singing, "I'm a werewolf, you're a werewolf, wouldn't you like to be a werewolf too?" And the sequence with the Muppet Show during David's nightmare, it's part of the Senior Wences episode. However, this scene was the scene that they showed in the clip is actually a part of the UK cut, and which is a scene that is filmed for the audiences in England and whatnot, because of the fact that the UK audience didn't have commercials. They had to have an extra scene to fill out the timing of the episode. So over in the US, this particular scene was actually cut from their broadcast. And it also led most people at the time to believe that this wasn't actually a fake episode. Plus, because it was new footage to the US audience, that's the reason why Kermit and Miss Piggy actually have credits in the film. Due to the controversy surrounding the lack of recognition produced towards the Elephant Man, which was in 1980, makeup and industrial technology contributions became recognized by the Academy Awards in 1981. Rick Baker was the first to receive an Oscar in the new category, and William Tuttle was the first makeup effects artist to receive a honorary Oscar for his works in The Seven Faces of Dr. Lao, which was made in 1964. The total running time of Elmer Bernstein's original score is a total of 7 minutes. The music is more in the vein of transitional orchestral cues in between the pre-recorded songs featured throughout the film to give the film more dramatic weight where needed. The film was edited to receive an R rating in the U.S. The love scene with David and Alex was trimmed down. And then food coming through Jack's mouth as he's eating toast was also removed. During the Piccadilly Circus sequence, a RT bus is used in shown in service, and the fact that the last RTs were withdrawn from a service in London in 1979. When it comes to the radio drama, we are given, at this point, we are given the listed credits of the complete play. Some of the notable points of the credits are that this particular play is based on the film script by John Landis and starring Jenny Agutter as Alex, Brian Glover as Hackett, John Woodvine as Dr. Hirsch, Eric Myers as David, William DeFries as Jack. The original score was by Alfredo Acosta, and the creative consultant was John Landis. This is a Audio London production for BBC Radio 1. The production was written, directed, and adapted by Dirt Mags. It then has the narrator warning the audience to beware the moon, and then suddenly the wolf growl in the background, and the running time of the actual radio drama ends at 1 minute and 48 seconds. And of course, sorry about that, that is actually 1 hour and 48 minutes. Way to end this on a mistake. And on that note, looks like we've come to the end of today's episode of Welcome to the Slaughtered Lamb. I would like at this moment to give a shout out to the podcast hosts that started this whole Movies by Minute phenomenon, Alex Robinson and Pete the Retailer from the Star Wars Minute. There wouldn't be this supportive collective without them. And if you're interested, visit moviesbyminutes.com and check out the ever-growing list of movie podcasts. I'm sure you'll find one of your favorites. And if not, consider joining the horde and making your own. That's why I'm doing this one. On a personal note, if you'd like what you've been hearing and you'd like to help us out, please be sure to share and subscribe. Please leave a review, and if you could be so kind as to please give us a 5-star review, which greatly helps us to get discovered by others searching for this kind of thing. Plus, if you'd really like to help us out, it'd be super great if you could donate to our Ko-Fi listing, where it's ko-fi.com, which is ko-fi.com/planetgeekpod. All support of any amount will be filtered back into improving and expanding on the whole Planet Geek Collective. And if you want to follow this podcast on the social medias, you can always check out Planet Geek Pod, all one word, on Instagram and Twitter. If you would like to go to Facebook and search for Planet Geek, that will bring you to our Facebook page. And you can also send us an email to planetgeekpod@gmail.com. So until next time, remember, keep off the moors, stick to the roads, best of luck. Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon.